This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call.
President Bush today spoke with astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery.
I know you've got very important work to do ahead of you. We look forward to seeing the successful completion of this mission. And obviously, as you prepare to come back, a lot of Americans will be praying for a safe return.
Tomorrow, the Discovery crew will try something that's never been attempted before. Astronaut Stephen Robinson will ride the shuttle's robotic arm down to the craft's underbelly and try to remove fabric filler poking out between the heat-resistant tiles. Joining me is NPR's David Kestenbaum. And David, the crew is reportedly a little nervous about this. I would be too, but I'm not a professional. Why are they so nervous?
The shuttle managers today said, you know, the conventional wisdom is that it's just nuts to go near the heat-resistant tiles. They're really delicate. They have to withstand temperatures getting up toward 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit during reentry. And there's always the worry, as one astronaut put it, that there's nothing on the space station you can't make worse by trying to fix it. That said, they do expect it to be pretty routine or easy. And NASA is approaching it with its usual intensive care. They've thought about how many pounds of force it's going to take to pull these little strips of fabric out. They've talked about whether it's better to use fingers or forceps. And we even had a safety demonstration today where a former astronaut who helps out on the ground with spacewalks put on what he called safety goggles. They appeared to be red, white, and blue sunglasses. And he did a little demonstration putting on a glove and pulling them out. And so they expect it to actually be pretty routine. But, you know, for the astronauts, those tiles are their safe trip home. And they don't want someone to go down there and accidentally kick one or knock one loose.
Right. So why did this fabric come out in the first place?
They don't really know. I mean, it's not like in, you know, the Star Wars movie where Luke Skywalker crashes his spacecraft when he's going to visit Yoda into the swamp. And then Yoda kind of lifts it out with his mind and all the stuff is dripping out of it. And then he just goes and flies it again. It's a lot more complicated than that. I mean, imagine when you're on an airplane, you look out and you see the wing bending, mm-hmm. right? And you're just going at fairly low speeds compared to the space shuttle. You know, the space shuttle, when it launches, it's shaking and it goes from, high temperature and then to the cold of space and the whole thing creaks. And so it's understandable that one of these little fillers might have come unglued and worked its way out a little bit.
Well, it's amazing that all this centers on just a piece of fabric.
Yeah, there was a previous example, though, where a piece of fabric came out, they think also about an inch, and it raised the temperatures in some parts of the heat shields by several hundred degrees, from 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit to up to maybe 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. So there is precedent for it.
So, David, what else are the astronauts doing up there?
They've been transferring supplies, which is also hard because it's weightless up there, but they're still massive and they can crash into things. And there are tons of supplies. They've also been adding things like drinking water, and they're going to be taking down the trash. Yesterday, they replaced a gyroscope, which will help the shuttle keep itself pointed in the right direction.
NPR's David Kestenbaum. Thanks, David.
You're welcome.